Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the lines are open. We got a couple for you. 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You also can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Let's get back to the lines. Mike in Coraopolis. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey.
I'd like to start by saying that I am a huge fan of Fleury. Always have been, always will be. He's a consummate teammate. I think that it's going to be very emotional during the pregame. People wouldn't be surprised if the pen shows some highlights of him during his career here. But once that puck drops, it's all business on getting the 2 points, in my opinion. And it doesn't matter how he plays. It's not going to do anything to tarnish his image or his legacy that he's left here, you know. And I feel like, you know, everybody's talking about the fans, but, you know, what about the players, too? I'm sure it's going to be very emotional for them. But I don't
Absolutely.
Think you'll see them, you know, taking anything off of their wrist shot.
No, of
you know,
not.
Hoping
they want to win the game too, Mike. Absolutely.
Most definitely.
And you're
and
right.
Even if he could get pulled.
In case you, I mean, you haven't been to a game maybe, the Penguins do video tributes to every player that's had a significant to their franchise, and they do it at the first TV timeout. So they will definitely do that for Fleury tonight. There's no question about
it. I just draw a parallel to what happened to the Capitals here last week, and if somehow that same exact game were to play out tonight, I think it would leave a very bittersweet taste in the mouths of Penguins fans. Where
I think they'd get over it a lot faster than they would if he'd throw a shutout against them.
Oh man, I just don't think it's going to sit well with people if he gets beat the way that Holtby did.
You know, hey, Andrew, maybe you're right. You know, I am not a fan of any team. I have never been a fan. I don't think like a fan, but if I were, I would want my team to win.
But don't
I would want my team to win no matter who was on the other side, no matter who.
But I think that sometimes
maybe you're right, because I am not a fan.
I think sometimes, well, but aren't you a fan of people? I mean, aren't there
I'm
certain
I'm a fan of a good story. But you know what? If Fleury wins, it's great. If he loses, that's great too. But it's better if he loses because I want my team to
win. I hear you, man. But we all are guilty of having personal attachments to people and wanting their team to do well because of it. Francona is one of those guys for you. You wouldn't root or hope the Indians win if he wasn't
but
their manager.
No, I wouldn't. But I have no fish and no dog in the fight there. I'm not rooting against Boston to see Francona win. I mean, I don't get it. I like Terry as a person. I hope he does well. If he doesn't, that's okay too. But, you know, it's a little, I can't even, how's that even a comparison here?
It's comparison. It's relevant because for me, there have been
I'm not a fan of the Chicago White Sox and hope he wins against them every time. I'm not, that's not the way it
well,
is.
Well, first of all, I didn't say every time. I didn't say every time.
I hope he goes 162.
I'm talking about this one special occasion where if you're a Penguins fan, you are getting pulled in two different directions, your devotion for Fleury versus your devotion to your team. And we had somebody call up earlier and say he was in Vegas with a lot of Penguins fans, and it was a very awkward situation for him and many who found themselves at certain points in that game cheering for Fleury even though he was stopping Penguin shots. And I can imagine tonight that people will have to catch themselves because they're so conditioned to rooting for Fleury inside that building. Now, maybe you think it'll be easier, that once the puck drops, he is the enemy. He's a nameless gray face. But I don't think it's that easy for fans to detach from a player like him tonight because of the significance of this game.
Let's go to Jason. Hey, Jason, you're on, man. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show. Listen every day.
Thanks,
Jason.
Excellent. Hey, Andrew, I got to tell you, bud, I think you're losing your mind.
No, I lost it a long time
and
ago.
And I've told him that, too.
I hear you. Just over the last weeks, you know, before the break, I heard you guys both arguing about, you know, how we're not up to par, we might not make the playoffs, we got to step it up. And here we are clawing back right before the break. And I just don't think this is the time for anybody to be saying bad juju. We don't care if we lose tonight. We have to win. I don't care if it's Fleury or not.
So for you, it's where they are in the standings? I mean, what if they were lapping the field and they had a huge lead in the Metro Division? It still wouldn't make a difference to you?
Well, I'm still going to root for my team, but especially now when we're trying so hard and have done well in the last couple weeks, clawing back, now's not the time to root against us.
I'm not. I guess rooting against means that you're openly hoping for Matt Murray to give up goals and for Sidney Crosby shots to ring off the post and for, you know, Malkin breakaways to get turned away by Fleury. I don't anticipate that there are many Fleury fans who love and appreciate him so much that they're like really vicious in rooting for him to win tonight. I just think that there are some people that maybe not even that deep down would enjoy him coming in here and winning 1-0 and getting like a hero send-off, being the number one star, having the entire arena chanting his name after the game. I don't think people, if that happened, I don't think people would leave the arena thinking we didn't get our money's worth tonight. I spent $400 on this seat to watch Marc-Andre Fleury shut us out 1-0. Boy, that really stunk. I mean, do you think we'll get...
Absolutely. I would think they'd go home very disappointed if that's the case.
Like they
and
just
if he's
wasted
the number one
money?
Star, they're not chanting his name.
Oh,
after
I think
the game.
He will absolutely
oh,
get a chant.
Oh, my God, Andrew. No way. They'll give him a nice warm applause, maybe. Chanting his name?
If he's
on the other team, for God's sake.
Hey, I saw Jaromír Jágr get that last year here. I absolutely saw that.
I don't remember that.
It wasn't after the game, but he got a huge ovation from people.
Oh, my God. Hey, we are changing history so much here. There was a time people couldn't wait for him to get out of town.
I know, but that time has come and gone, man.
My God, I think you're way overreacting to this.
Hold on.
Way over.
Hold on. I think what you're describing.
You're a fan of the Mets. You said you'd give up your dog for them to win a World Series.
Correct.
So I can't understand how you could possibly want any outcome against your team in a big game.
Well, hold on. But there have been players in their franchise. Well, I guess here's where we were disagreeing. I don't think tonight is a big game.
It's a big game for them. Look at the standings.
It's a big event. I don't think it's a big game.
They're all big from here on out. Is it must win? No, I'm not suggesting that. But it's a big game. They need to get points, especially at home. They're going on the road after this for a couple games. It's a big game. Now, if they lose tonight, I'm not going to come in here tomorrow and say, well, the season's over. I'm not going to do that. But it would certainly help them if they win tonight.
If he wins and he's the number one star, I'm going to be very interested in the reaction he gets from people. What you said earlier about how at one point it was like a huge controversial topic. Is he good enough to be?
We got those questions all the time.
Absolutely we did. And I
used to say he did win a cup.
Right. But I think the fans' view of him, their opinion on him, the way it shifted, is one of the most interesting phenomenons I've ever watched in Pittsburgh sports.
Because of the way, not so much because he played great, although he did for two series last year, and the way he handled himself being benched for a competitor and a younger goaltender.
Because
and always handling it with class, including in the playoffs last year after he played really well against Columbus.
I think
Washington.
What Ian Cole said yesterday is right. He is universally loved.
And I think it's because of the way he handled himself. We got to take a break. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. We're Cook and Pony.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.